The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
Yes. Some things meld together, especially after drinks. There's a whole other story for that one, so that gets wild. So I, at a young age, I learned best not to have shit drinks after.
Okay, describe to me what the danger there is. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something, laugh at something. Today's episode, we are in Vegas, baby, again. We are very pleased to be joined by Jay Salonga once again.
Was it? Third time? Hey, I'm back.
Third time's a charm.
I'm back.
Yeah, you're getting the Letterman's jacket. And he bought us some rum. It's rum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the Kraken.
The Kraken. Vegas Attacks. Vegas branded, so we're going to do a shot. We are here with Scylla as well.
Hi.
We're going to interview with her next.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit different of an intro. We're going to do a shot. We're going to get right into you. And let's do it. Thank you so much, buddy.
No problem.
All right. Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn. As usual, ladies first.
Thank you.
I have a heavy hand, so if
it's
there's
rum.
No bueno on the rum.
This is gonna turn me up.
Okay.
I haven't eaten anything yet, so yeah.
That's good.
This
okay.
Is
just
Vegas
baby shot.
Breakfast right here.
Break. I like that.
Vegas.
The Vegas breakfast.
Many a breakfast like this.
In the name of the Father.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Salud. Vegas breakfast.
Yeah.
Actually, that's
really
good.
Smooth. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
It's strong as fuck, though. It's like 94 proof.
And we'll start the show.
That's where I make my exit.
So, Jay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Welcome back for the third time.
Yes. You're up there. Who else has been three besides Omar, Jason Raymond?
That's it, right?
So that's only three.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good
yeah,
for you.
Bro.
We just keep coming back doing this shit.
Dude, I'll say it. For the fourth one, I'm going to come visit you guys. We'll see what's up.
Boom. Holding you to it.
We like that.
Get you in studio. I like that idea.
That'd be dope.
That would be dope. And originally we wanted to record a Shift Drinks, but we all set up for YouTube. Thank you so much. We know we're young in YouTube. Most of you are listening to us on the regular podcast. So if you're on YouTube, smash that like button and subscribe. That really helps other people who like this kind of content find us. All right, man. And it was interesting because we're all about Shift Drinks, right?
Yeah.
Where we're from, I actually had a lady message me. She's like, you weren't at Anthony's, right? And she said, you weren't at Anthony's. And she saw my post about being in Vegas. She's like, so that's why. I'm like, am I that predictable? So I don't want to be like Noma Cheers or anything like that. So what's your after work wind down like?
I was actually listening to the Shift Drinks on the way here.
Okay.
And they said, hey, we're going to do Shift Drinks. Like, what's that? I don't know. Because I'm originally from LA. So they used to dabble in that, go to the local watering hole. Here, ever since I moved to Vegas, it's a little bit different. I work from 5 to 11-ish.
Okay.
Then after that, I just want to separate business from pleasure. And then you guys had an episode on it in regards to relationships.
Yes.
Some things meld together, especially after drinks. There's a whole other story for that one. So that gets wild. So I, at a young age, I learned best not to have shift drinks after.
Okay, describe to me what the danger there is, because I have my own ideas.
Right. You guys can guess what's going on. So after, so it was a late night, we both closed, mm-hmm. and they're like, hey, let's all go out to drink, have the shift drinks, talk about it. It was a rough day, it was busy, we all got our asses kicked. All right, fine. We'll go out to drink.
Yeah.
And then it was what we call the sunrise. You see the sunrise coming, like, oh,
yeah. Well, that happens quick here.
Yes, it does. Exactly.
Drinking all night, hanging out with the server. Originally, we hated each other. By the end, we liked each other a lot. So I'm like, and then it led to things like, ooh, this, okay. this is bad. A year later, I'm like, this is a bad idea. I'm not going to do shift drinks. 15 years in the business? Let's do that again. Let's not do that again, I believe.
You know what? I feel the same way about work parties. Work parties, like Christmas parties, yeah. I've been to one in my entire, and I've been in the business for over 25 years. Because liquor and coworkers and bosses and...
Being seen.
I like to do my dirt in the
private.
Right? Exactly. So I get what you're saying
about
the shift drinks, but... For us, we've been pretty lucky. Danny and I used to work together.
Okay.
And we've always had close relationships with work friends.
Yeah.
Like, okay. We have coworkers and then we have friends. Okay. And so that's kind of why we do the shift drinks, because we're in a business where, I don't know if a lot of restaurant people feel this way, but we're in a business where we make money and we have fun at the same time.
True.
Yes.
And so... When it's busy, you can't really haul off and start talking about too many things that's not work-related. You mm-hmm. do, but it kind of takes you off track.
Right.
And then shift drinks comes in, and that's where you start bitching about.
That's when you kind of catch up, because you might not talk to each other your entire shift, yeah?
True,
and
true.
And you can work together.
Exactly. So that's the value there. So tell me about, do you have any work BFFs?
Yeah, I do, actually. Oh my God, it all ties back together.
Okay.
She ended up turning into my more than a work BFF.
Now work wife?
Now I know why you're scared.
Exactly. I'm talking about my body language. So.
Tread lightly.
Exactly. So, long story short, she actually left. I was like, so we're closing one night. I was like, I didn't turn into maybe a shift drink or two. And then at the end, she goes, oh, this is a bad idea. We're coworkers. Like, I totally agree.
Okay.
Next month, she gets let go. She goes, all right, now it's a thing. It has been 10 months.
Oh, man. That's...
Yeah.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to sink your ship.
Oh, I know, right. Yes, I know. I'm dodging icebergs left and right. Oh, yeah. Probably better. We'll talk later. You know. But yeah, you got to see her around. So there's that.
Yes. Okay. Now, Danny, you and I have both hit the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
yes. Man. We both of one of our significant relationships have come out of
the restaurant.
But oddly enough, neither one of them are likely to go shift drinks.
No.
In fact, I didn't know much about your situation till it was, you kept it under wraps.
Yeah.
So... How does your thing relate at work? Do people know, or?
It was, all of a sudden I said, everybody was, I knew it.
Oh, you know, man.
So that they didn't know, but they were trying to figure it out.
Exactly. Like, you're running her drinks a lot. She's helping it with side work a lot.
Okay.
And then I'm usually like, I was like, all right.
The light flirting.
Exactly. You do your
The thing body language. On. We see it.
Yeah.
The busboy, he goes, always in the background, he goes, I knew it every sex. I'm like, oh God, first off, you need to focus and work more.
Mind your business.
And you're right. But then before her, it was a little bit different. When I first moved out here, I was working downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it works downtown. It's you work from 5 to 11 to midnight-ish. The bars are open.
Yes.
It's literally on my way in the car on the way home. You pass a couple of certain nightclubs, a couple of lounges. you can't not stop by, and yeah. especially with my DJ background. Like, oh, I know this guy's over there. This guy's yeah. over there. I'll hop
Someone's
in.
Over here.
So that, in a sense, is it's still Shift Drinks, but it's a little bit different because you're not taking a crew with you.
Yes.
You're having your Shift Drinks, and you're stiff arming the rest of them. You're like,
oh, yeah. yes.
you're cutting out, and
He's ninja shift drinks.
Exactly. I like that one.
Yes, I mean, and that's the safest way to go, really. You know,
that's a safe play.
And then they see it on my Instagram, my Facebook. So after here, you were at.
So you went out. Oh, you didn't tell nobody.
Yeah, I didn't get the invite.
Right. And it'll fucking stay there.
That's true.
Because you see me many times. I'm always flying solo. And then when I brought you guys at the Liquid. He goes, oh, wow, you brought friends for once. It's been 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And
we're honored.
Here we are now.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if you go to the club, you have to work on it. You have to go home, get ready.
Yeah.
And it takes hours.
That's
like,
a
no.
good point.
Or me, I go there in my black V-neck Baby Gap shirt, walk
yes.
straight through. And then you know where I'd end up? Like, I'm right there next to this artist. Oh, mm-hmm. because I'm dressed like the audio man. Oh, I get so much shit.
Okay.
You see me all the time. She goes, how'd you get here? I'm like, don't worry about it. It's okay. I'm a 250-pounder. I look like one of the security guards.
I call it the jersey.
There we go.
Yeah.
We
got your jersey on, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when we would go out. Go ahead. No. Back in the day when we used to go out, one of our jobs made us wear this it was like a maroon button-down shirt. And some people did not like it as far as going out in there. It didn't have any logos on it, so it was perfectly fine. And it got us through the door. We would say, listen, we just work down the street. We're going to check you out, whatever. And they'll just,
yeah,
we're
no
not
cover,
standing
no
in
nothing.
Line.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously, we're not dressed to,
yeah.
you know, we're one of the people.
Yeah.
And it was really the hack to kind of get, not get that annoying
touristy feeling.
Because, yeah, you're in a tourist area. We're in South Florida. So we do definitely have that tourist feeling. So we're not going home to dress up. We want to get right in,
yep.
have a few drinks, tip the bartender fat. So then when we come, he's just going to pass our
yep.
drinks over.
Yeah, keep it moving.
We're just going to pass the money over and keep it moving. I love wearing the jersey.
Keep the circle going. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You got to pay it forward.
Exactly. Especially... We're doing good these days out there. I saw from your podcast, you guys are doing good. But
yeah.
then I saw not lately on that slow season one, I was like, oh, that's a killer.
It's a killer. But we signed up for it, though.
Yeah. We know what we got into.
No one feels sorry for us.
Here's the thing. For every, for every July, there's a December. And
I like that.
It's cyclical.
Yeah.
It's you have your Decembers where you make X amount. You have your Julys where you make Y amount. It's 12 months a year. You find out the average. You
yeah.
live below your means.
Exactly.
Move to Vegas, buy a house. Get it.
Speaking of house.
House looks good.
Yes.
The floor looks great. It's coming together, man. I like it.
Yes. That's a good pull I actually made. I bought it. I put 10 grand into it.
Okay.
It's already worth 50 grand more.
Are you almost done with the reno or you're...
I'm mostly done.
Okay.
I'm lagging on the painting the cabinets white.
Okay.
Because I guess that's what everybody does these days. But that's I'll do it eventually. And you know what that
okay,
means.
Okay, so that means you're done. You took it as far as you want to right now.
You did
all
the
hard
stuff.
Stuff
is done.
Yes.
There's always something to be done.
Yeah, there's always going to be something that's going to be done. It's a house.
Yes,
I mean,
it's a house.
It's an ongoing project.
Well, actually, someone bullied me into it. I'm like, because if you saw the place, you saw the before pictures. It was bought straight from the 80s.
Yeah.
Old, shitty carpet, old paint job. Like, I could live here until they close it in my coffin. I don't care.
Yeah.
Homegirl comes by, she goes, you need to work on that. My best friend, he's a real estate investor. He comes by, he goes, you need to work on the same exact thing. I was like, oh, God, two people are saying that. That sucks. Dad comes by. Oh, if Dad says so. All right, that's three.
Okay.
I got money in the bank. Fine. Let's do it.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. And then, but... I don't want to say they're right, but they were right. That place was a little ratty looking, but now.
Now it's yours.
It's mine. Exactly.
Sometimes it takes a different pair of eyes to kind of push you to it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And three different pairs of eyes from three different people I respect. Like, all right, fine.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Fine. I was going to, but now, I wasn't going to, but now I am.
Yes. I feel like I have to.
I know, right?
Well, your town keeps sucking us back here.
I see that, and I
yeah.
like
it. And... Danny, I got here on Thursday, left me by myself.
I did.
We usually fly together. Right. We're flying out together as well. And so I came out. I came in on Thursday. Probably landed around 8:15 or so. Headed to the strip. Checked into the room. Went down to the link. Just got some drinks. And Danny flies in on the flight the following day.
Same flight.
The same flight. However,
So I leave same time as Marlon did the day before. I'm in the air, flying. Okay. 45 minutes into my flight, I hear, and I'm watching a movie, I'm all in. I'm about to take my nap, I'm ready, I know what's going on. I hear on the loudspeaker, if you guys felt that left, we are going back to Fort Lauderdale Airport.
Oh, what the hell?
Crazy.
Yeah, and on the plane.
Okay? Never heard anything like it.
They go, so then I find out that there was a hydraulic system error. The main hydraulic system went out, so they have two backups, but the closest they had, they wanted to fly us back home and make sure everything was safe. And then they already had a plane waiting for us when we got there. So we just had to deboard, wait a little while for them to clean up and put the new crew over. Well, the same crew, but on the other plane, and then come back here. But crazy. I mean, literally a legit hour and a half turnaround.
That's rough.
To wait another hour and a half to get back on the plane.
So that cut off a leg on your Friday.
Oh, legit.
And
I was supposed to be here at like 8. I got in at like midnight.
You met us up at Ellis Island.
Yes.
We were done.
They were more than done. And then they didn't even get fed.
I hear that sentence all the time. I'm at Ellis Island. I'm done. Okay.
That's where you go when you're done, yes. Is Ellis Island.
Yeah. End of the road. You start there, or you're done there. Who knows?
Do people start at Ellis Island, though?
I mean, I did.
that is true. You came in hot.
Yeah.
I bet. You came, I need a drink now. I'll give you an IV right now.
Drinks. They were so busy. They weren't even that busy. We got done dirty.
Really?
So myself and Tim were starving. So yeah, I can't go back to the hotel. Let's go to Ellis Island and get some food. So we walk in. We get sat right away. And I don't know if you do this. When you're hungry, you take inventory of who's around you. I want to see who hasn't gotten food yet. I better get my food in sequence.
Yes.
So we're looking at that table. I hasn't eaten. I'm sitting there. Dude, half hour, 40 minutes, 45 minutes. Bro, where's my food? So people are getting their food. It was slow service. I don't know if the one cook they had just took a break and said, fuck everybody. So 50 minutes later, we're sitting there and fuming. The guy comes up and he says, oh, they lost your ticket. What did you have again? I was like, no. Got up, walked out, tried to get some pizza. She's shutting the gate on us. Pizza's done.
Damn. Ended with a murder game.
Murdered me. Oh, it was that. That was
they were infuriated.
Infuriated.
As you should be. I don't know the last time I've been to Ellis Island. I'll fix that real quick. We'll talk. When's the last time you've been there? No. Okay.
I love
Ellis Island.
I love it because it's one of the last places that still has that near strip local feel to it. And they almost tried. Okay, I felt that same way about
Casino Royale.
And they fucked that place up.
They destroyed Casino Royale.
Casino Royale used to have dollar Michelobes, dollar tables, dollar margaritas. They had table games. Now they have no table games. Pull all of that out. They put a sports book in there. It's got no feels.
Really?
And so Ellis Island has that beer garden now, which is cool. It's a nice upgrade. But don't go too far now, Ellis.
Don't go crazy.
Yes. Keep it together, people.
Keep it classy,
Ellis. But they have a couple of restaurants, and they have that barbecue joint that's a favorite.
That's phenomenal.
Massive barbecue plate for like, I don't know.
$120.
It might have went up now.
It's still under
everything
$20.
Went up. Really?
I'm sure.
I didn't check it out.
Well, I mean, it's got to be.
It's got to be. If not, who knows what?
I mean, at most it's going to be, what, 22?
True. Then Saturday is usually our suit up night.
Yeah.
And I messed up. I didn't really check my suit before I came, and it doesn't fit like it used to. So I just left that shit right in the hotel.
He left it in the, I'm like, I'm calling, I go, so are we coming back to the room? He goes, no, I got everything. I said, no, you left the suit. I thought you left the suit. Like, in my head, I'm like, okay, that means he's ready. We're coming back to the room to grab him on the way out. No.
Somebody can enjoy the suit.
He just leaves the suit.
It's a fly suit.
It is a fly
but
suit.
It's got to be.
What size is it and what room? No, we don't. Know. I don't know what size. You're like 2% body fat.
I wasn't always, but I was bigger when it was a tailored suit. So then, it just didn't really fit right. So I'm not going back to that size anyway. So someone else can enjoy the suit. But Saturday was fun. We went down to the Cosmo.
Yes.
And that was pretty cool. Really,
I had a good time at the lounge.
The lounge was hot.
The lounge was dope.
Yeah, I like that. And we've been there before.
Yeah, the lounge had a good feeling to it. It's a good vibe.
Walk through Caesars, that wasn't really saying anything.
No, it was quiet.
It was very quiet.
Maybe it was just earlier, but it was quiet.
That's a good point. That's a valid point. And then Sunday is always the big NFL day. Football. I know you don't do football betting.
No, I do futures. So I was like, all right, let me see what the best option. Pick the
okay.
We'll see what's going on in the Super Bowl. And I'll worry about that in February.
There you go.
Yeah.
I tried golf this week, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
I was, I may be on the committee of the Shriners out here.
So maybe.
They said, hey, you're voluntold. Go out there. You're one of the younger Shriners by default. Go out there and shake hands. Show that this guy's here. I'm like, all right, fine. It turns into a 4-day event. So I volunteer at the Shriners for a couple hours, Thursday through Sunday. Then I work 5 to 11 every day.
Okay.
It was rough, but then it's rewarding. I'm not just sitting around doing nothing. And then golf's not really my thing. I was like, and then I was shaking all the players' hands. Like, oh, you know who that was? Like, I don't know.
I had no clue.
I don't know. I'm drunk off scotch. I mean, I'm volunteering.
Yeah.
The whole time. Lots of volunteering.
So I'm going to let you go on this. Tell me about, I know that Sundays in the industry always has a different feel, no matter where you are. It's a different crowd that comes in.
Yep.
It's all the way just lopped off. It's not a weekday type of feeling.
Right.
Do you have that sense? Okay, I guess it's a two-part question.
Right.
Do you get locals at your place to a degree that it doesn't matter, where it nullifies the following? You get that ebb and flow in Las Vegas of people coming in for the weekend, and then you get a different set that come in for the weekday because the hotel rooms are cheap. Then there's the travel days, like a Thursday, that's a big flux. How do you experience your Sundays?
From working on both sides. So downtown, that's more of what you're talking about. It's a local feel. It's the guys just want to come in. They call them what's the old term? They live like kings on Saturday. They live like paupers on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
It's Vegas in a sentence. But where I'm at right now, the high-end sushi restaurant, you're kings all the time. There's money flowing all the time. And on Sundays, it's right next to the stadium.
Okay.
So if they're the Raiders.
So there's a game. Okay, gotcha.
If there's a game going, there's always, last week, Bad Bunny was there. And there's also T-Mobile Arena.
Right over there. Yeah.
Ultra. There's always stuff going down every Sunday. I think there was a Notre Dame BYU game.
Okay.
So that place was filled with.
Oh yeah, They were deep.
Yeah, they were deep. I think one of them were staying at Caesars. The other one was staying at, I forget. Jay told me, the other Jay. We got Mad Jays.
That's a very common name.
So that's kind of cool that you don't experience that odd flow.
And then to bring it back home, full circle. Like I said, for every July, there's a December. For every Sunday, there's a Friday. So
true.
It all evens out. If you find the average, you make it work.
For me, I don't care for Fridays.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't work on Fridays.
Oh, well, there.
That's why.
Hell yeah.
I don't care for him. I haven't worked a Friday in a long time. Give me my Thursday. I'll take the Saturday. But Fridays just seem amateur for me, and I unplug from that.
Oh yeah, this place is a circus on Friday, Saturday. So I had a Saturday off for the first time last month in a long time. Like, all right, cool. We'll find out what's going on. I go out there, traffic's congested, everything's more expensive, I can't get in there. Like, oh, fuck this. I'm gonna work every Saturday for the rest of my life. I've got to work in Vegas. It's just easier that way.
There you go. Definitely thank you so much for stopping by again. You're very gracious to give us the crack in. We're gonna crack that up. Once again,
let's do it.
And is there anything you want people to know? Because whenever we come to Vegas, we're really, they don't need our help. Vegas doesn't need our help.
Yeah.
But our commitment is when we do travel, we want to give the flavor of the town from the eyes of the restaurant.
Absolutely.
Yes, and the people.
All right. Well, you'll talk, I always say this, you talk to 10 different servers, you'll hear 11 different stories on how to do things. I mean, there's a little bit in the city. There's a little bit of everything. If you're a spa guy, you hit the spa. If you're a gambling guy, you may hit the gambling spot. If you're a drinking guy, there's always some things to do.
You can drink anywhere here.
And ain't that true?
True.
We're just drinking right now. I have a good feeling about 5 minutes too. So there's always something to do in the city. It's not just gambling. It's not just pool parties, although those are fun. There's always something to do. Always something different. Well, we'll do something. There's always something to do. There's Area 15, the new spots, Resort Worlds.
So curiosity, do you get cash every night?
Yes.
Okay. Now, from the Vegas, like, not you, other right. people.
Yes.
How dangerous is that?
It is fatal. It is fatal. So, like, it's a pool house, so we average a good amount. I see him leaving happy on Saturday. I leave. I see him sad on Sunday. Like, are you kidding me? Are you again, Steve?
Yeah,
really?
Okay.
It's. I know this guy. He works at a fancy steakhouse. He makes. You guys download. You guys know how much you would make at a fancy steakhouse in Vegas. A lot. He has a gambling problem. He has a drinking problem. He lives in the Motel 6. I'm like, bro,
that's expensive.
I'll say it out loud. He makes $1,000 a month. Where the fuck does that go? So there's money
I
to
know
be made
people
out here.
Like that.
It can eat you up, though.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
And I'm happy to end on a great note.
It can eat you up.
Now, we always have people reach out to us. I've been getting emails. I answer every email, text message. I am always attached to that thing.
Yeah,
he is. And it's pretty cool. And people really respond and tell us what their version of their local places.
Yeah.
So let us know if you work in a place where it's dangerous to walk out with cash every night, whether it's for vice, maybe you work in a bad neighborhood, who knows? Reach out to me at The Modern Waiter Podcast on Instagram. I'm active on my email as well, themodernwaiter@gmail.com. Definitely we're on the YouTubes now, so
yep.
Comment and we'll get it going. Thank you so much. I'm Marlon Joseph, The Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villas, scrap, 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 people.
Thank you so much again.
See you guys in Tampa.
Right, man. Hey, hey,